Against All Odds is presented for the people by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. Download it, and you must be 21 or older. All right, welcome to Against All Odds, part of the Extra Points Podcast Network, powered by Omaha Audio. Cousin Sal coming to you late Thursday night, early morning for some of us. Yes, Mikey Meatballs fiddling with the knobs, babyface. Joel Solomon producing this mess, and joining me as always, my wizards of wagering, my gurus of gambling, my barons of betting, my overlords of the odds, a degenerate trifecta, Harry, yes, Harry, brother Brian, Darren the Parley Kid. What is happening, fellas?
What's going on, Sal?
What's up, Sal?
What's going on, buddy?
Well, we're going to get to at Celtics Heat game five. My God, it's still going. I can't believe I'm going to do this. So first of all, I would like to thank Harry for joining us. Thank you very much. We didn't think we'd ever have you again, Harry, but you're coming to us from Amsterdam. What is it, 5 in the morning?
5:12 a.m. Yes.
Wow. And you're there for another Springsteen concert. Let me guess, this one was the best one ever.
No, but it was definitely, I don't know if it was the best one, but it was definitely the most people played in the Ajax soccer stadium.
You could tell us anything. And, yeah.
It's like 80,000 people, so the place is huge.
Really? You said the Ajax? What?
Ajax.
How do they pronounce the team, Bri?
Yeah, he doesn't know. He has no idea. I don't know. We got forwarded a video, and it looked as if you were dancing or fornicating with a Dutch man in an Indiana Jones hat. I don't know what was going on there. So,
actually, I found out that guy was from California, Newport Beach.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
His name was also Leslie. It's crazy.
Unbelievable what Inside goes story. On. Yes.
But Sal also, Will said to say hi to the boys and you, who was with us in Vegas. He lives in Amsterdam. Big fan of the pod.
That's amazing.
Met up with us at the concert, and we had a blast.
Good job by you, Will. Yeah, he came and saw us Vegas, our live shows, our race to tens. And yeah, and now you're watching, he's watching you. Make love with a man from Indiana Jones series. It's unbelievable. So there you go. Unreal. Well, all right, let's get to this game, Parley Kid. The Celtics beat the Heat 110-97, and exactly what we were hoping isn't going to happen is happening right now. They beat them up. I don't know. I missed the first quarter because I was traveling, but I'm looking at 21-5, 18-5, and like 32-20, and then you look at the stats, and it's just ugly. And he'd had a ton of turnovers, and the Celtics made a ton of threes, and that's that. Now we got to sweat this out.
Yeah, very lackluster performance tonight from the Heat. I mean, Jimmy Butler, -24. Yeah. When do you see that? Kyle Lowry gets the start. He's been invisible the last four games after really being a thorn in the Knicks' side in that series, which is typical because I hate Kyle Lowry. And, right. So killed me with the Knicks. Now he's killing me again with his very poor performance. And I guess the loss of Vincent was a big one. That guy plays hard every night, and Strus was invisible tonight. Yeah, it almost seems like they were from the start, like basically saying, well, we're going to probably have to win this in game six, which for me, Sal, it's I don't know. I have them at +430 to win the series,
yeah,
but I also
too.
Have them at +800 to win in six. So for me, this could be the best case scenario.
Yeah, let them just win.
It also could turn out to be the worst case
they
scenario.
They have to win
very soon.
Speaking of Gabe Vincent, so it was announced early today he's out, and I don't see him coming out and back. And I don't know, Bri, do we throw Gabe Vincent's name in there with Klay Thompson and Patrick Ewing and Chris Paul, guys who suffered injuries? And if not, well, are we going to say, well, after he'd had Gabe Vincent back in 23, they would have won the title. Are we going to say something like that? Because they look lost without him.
It seems like it, right? Yeah. But yeah, that's the thing. It's like for a guy like that who plays so hard for them and hits big threes. Mm-hmm. But tonight was a weird game, right? There was a point where in the third quarter, they shot like 72%, 74% the Heat, and they still got outscored in the quarter.
Yeah, they were shooting over 50%, I think, midway through the third total. Yeah,
imagine that they got outscored in the quarter after shooting 70-something percent. It's because, some bad turnovers by them. Mm-hmm. The Celtics are getting some easy buckets, and the Celtics are finally hitting their threes, right? White and Smart were 10 for 14 from three. So yeah. when that happens, this team is tough to beat.
Well, you'll be proud of me. You'll be proud of me because I bet the Horford under 1.5 threes, man. Oh. He made zero. I finally got it right. I was zagging the whole way, and I just finally caught up. He had zero, but I was wrong about everything else with regards to this game. They had 4 20-point scorers, Miami did. Let's talk about those turnovers real quick, Harry, before so first of all, 16 threes for Boston. It's going to keep them in every game. 16 turnovers for Miami is going to take them out. I didn't see much of Jimmy Butler. I mean, they took him out. I get it. They probably weren't going to win, but this team has blown big leads, the Celtics team, and they had him out down 15-16 in the fourth quarter. And even up until then, he wasn't even taking shots. He just didn't seem like he wanted to take this game over, Harry.
Wow. It sounds like, and Sal mentioned, you mentioned it, and probably could mention it. Sounds like I was checking the scores on my phone throughout the game in between naps. Mm-hmm. But I did notice in between, in the beginning, 10 minutes ago in the third quarter, 4 of the 5 starters for Boston had 21 points already, which is tremendous. You mentioned that, just mentioned that. And Lowry and Love combined, Darren, 11 points and just 1 assist.
Yeah. Killer. Yeah. Not good. I keep forgetting you didn't see the game when I think Jimmy Butler napped longer than you today. Babyface, what are you saying here?
Jimmy Butler is at the press conference now, and he says, we can and we will win this series. I don't know if Parlay Kid is in his ear or something, but he's, yeah.
Numbers just real quick. Tatum at 21, not a great game, kept him in, but 11 assists, 8 rebounds. I'll say it was a very good game. Now that I'm looking at the numbers, it's very good.
He was great. The thing was, he was great in the first quarter. Yeah. So he got him out to that big lead, and then he didn't need to do as much after that, but he was great early for sure.
Smart 23, White 24, Brown 21. So you got those four guys in their 20s, in the 20s. And they're going to be good. So now for Game 6, which is Saturday, I will be here in Arizona watching a Rattlers game. I blame you for this, Harry. I don't know why. While this, I'm going to have to be checking on my phone. I had to buy 9 Rattlers tickets for the family. But anyway, the Celtics are -3. I thought it might even be higher for Game 6. We can give our picks now. Parlay Kid, you have to go Heat money line. You had the Heat in 6, right? So that's the pick.
Yeah, that's the pick. I have to take them. I think they're +122 here on the money line. I guess the only saving grace I have here is at the start of these playoffs, I do have the Celtics and Denver in the finals at 22-1.
Oh, wow.
Nice. But I have the Celtics over Denver.
So what?
So I don't like that too much.
I know. Well, then get out of it. That's fine. Yeah, you'll be able to bet out of it. Yeah.
Yeah, Sal, I have to trust in Spoelstra. I have to trust in the Heat. They've been so good in the playoffs. They really haven't had their backs against the wall like this, though. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if their backs are against the wall. I guess the Celtics' backs are still against the wall here, but the momentum has swung. Momentum is such a big thing in sports, but I think it's if any team is going to get it back, it could be the Heat. Butler's obviously going to have a better performance, et cetera. So,
you know, we talk about momentum, but then we also talk about narratives and betting narratives. And I mentioned it comparatively, not on any other level other than that it was a small spread and everybody was convinced the Bengals were going to beat the Chiefs because of the Mahomes injury. Everybody, you couldn't find any, really, honestly, no one like us, at least, we were going to bet the Chiefs. Same kind of thing in Game 4. No one was betting the Celtics. They gave up. They quit on the coach. The coach should be fired now, blah, blah, blah. It's a 1-point spread. It's free money. That swung that way. I'm with you, Paulie Kid. Now I think everybody thinks the Celtics are going to win this series.
Sure.
Plus 115, by the way, on Caesars, I believe. And I'm taking the Heat, but I'm going to be a little bit of a sissy about it. I'm taking the 3.5. I'm going to buy a half a point up into, so it might be a crazy ending, and hopefully it's in our favor. Harry, you have the Heat money line as well.
Yeah, I hope not jinxing Darren here, because those are some great bets, D. And you had made a great call so far about the Heat in the series and how they'd play. But yeah, Game 6 at home, got to bounce back. Darren, you mentioned earlier, Strauss, Struess, terrible. Whoa. In
is that
game
how
tonight.
They pronounce it over there in Amsterdam? Struess.
A lot of words, a lot of, you know, it's interesting over here. A lot of words are the same, some are the same, and the other, some of the words, not even close to what they sound like or spell like.
That is interesting.
But anyways, Struess, I think, gets to have a big game at home. Set Darren and Robinson, too. Make some threes.
All right. And, Bri, you're taking player prop. They have it up already. Again, we're doing this Thursday night
they
right
do.
After the game.
They, yeah. they got these player props up immediately right after the game. But, I'm taking Butler over 28 and a half. Look. I think that number is a high number for Butler just in general.
Mm-hmm.
But Butler, two of the last three games has kind of been no show, right? I will say like two games ago was a blowout, whatever, in terms of shooting wise, though. But he is just not, you know, tonight he never really wanted to take control of this game. I think in game six, he's going to have to take control early. In the last home game, though, he did have 29 points here. So he's got to take some criticism here for the last couple of games, but he's got to come out. He's got to probably take 20 to 25 shots in this next game. He's got to get to the free throw line. So he just has not asserted himself enough the last few games. So, I think, 20. I'd bank on him having 30 something in this game.
All right. So that's bad news. We're all taking the heat. Basically to win or have a good game six. And I did urge everybody as an emotional hedge. It was plus 145. They had 2.5 games to go, the Celtics, to close it out the Eastern Conference. I was like, take the plus 145 if you hate the Celtics as much as I do. I'm not doing that. They are plus 280 to win the title, Parlay Kid. Although you would want Denver at minus 190 to get in front of your other bet, right? So That'll come down. If it ends up Celtics Nuggets, you're probably looking at Nuggets as a slight favorite, right? Right. Out of 140.
Yeah, I guess the way it's trending down, minus 140, minus 150. I will say it didn't after down 3-0, the Celtics were 15-1 to win the title.
Yeah.
Right? To win
craziness.
The title.
Plus 280 now. Well, makes all the sense in the world. All right. Let's take a quick break, then we'll go over hockey, which is not over yet, the conference finals in the West.
Why should you bet with Caesars Sportsbook? Two words, Caesars Rewards. Every bet brings you closer to the types of benefits only Caesars can offer. Hotel stays, VIP experiences, sports and concert tickets, and more. It's not just an app, it's an empire.
You must be 21 and older and physically present in Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maryland, Massachusetts, Michigan, Nevada, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Wyoming, or Washington, D.C. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited. No one stop before you start. If you have a gambling problem, Illinois, Maryland, New Jersey, Ohio, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, Pennsylvania. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, crisis counseling and referral services can be accessed by calling 1-800-GAMBLER or Maryland, visit mdgamblinghelp.org or West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Colorado, DC, Nevada, Wyoming, Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700. Indiana, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. Louisiana, call 1-877-770-STOP. Massachusetts, if you or a loved one is experiencing problems with gambling, please call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org for 24/7 support. Michigan, call 1-800-270-7117. New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NEW-YORK or text HOPENY.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, Stars Night. It just ended. The Stars Knights were up 3 games. Love looking to close it out in Dallas, but Dallas rallied and won in overtime, 3-2, Pavelski goal. And there we go. We have some more hockey. So now both these games are Saturday, Parlay Kid, I think. I think that's how it's going to work, right? The Celtics game and the hockey game. Yeah, so we don't have anything really tomorrow. But I don't know. Could they come back? I have Vegas. I bet the Stars did not make the finals early, but now they're plus 650 to win this series. Vegas minus 1,000. What do you think?
Yeah, that's right, Sal. Vegas is, they're not losing the series. I think we'll talk about it. I'll talk about them a little bit later because I'll be coming back with them with one of my picks later on. As we said from the start, I think Vegas is just probably the most well-rounded team in the NHL. And I think they finish off the Stars here in the next game. But good for the Stars for showing up tonight, playing their butts off, and forcing an extra game, because all of a sudden, like this Heat series, you win the next one, the pressure really starts to mount on the team that was up 3-0. So good job by them to do what they did tonight.
Aside from game three, and I think Brian mentioned it before, where a game or two ago, where in game one and game two, Dallas was up 1-0 in the games and blew both. This game's about really tight, except for that game three. And they finally got something swing their way, Dallas, with Pavelski, who's doing an unbelievable job at like 38 goals.
Unbelievable. Yes. Is that another one of the words that they do? Is that how they say it? Listen. I know, it's early.
I guess so.
They say that in Amsterdam.
We'll cut you some slack. Well, I'll tell you what, Brother Bri wasn't cutting you some slack the other day. He was saying this is like the sixth podcast / race to 10 that Harry's missed. When do we dock him pay? I don't know.
Yeah, he should be dock pay. I mean, look, Bruce Springsteen. How many things can you miss for Bruce Springsteen? It's getting a little ridiculous, right?
I think we're
going to
know. I think we're going to find out. Mikey Meatballs is the head of HR, so he ultimately decides these penalties. So, you know, the other series, which is over now, but Carolina, it was as close a blowout as you could see games-wise, because I think Todd Furman said there was a minute and 40 of the entire four-game series where one team had a two-goal lead, and that was Florida, like in the second period, I think, yesterday or something. And this one's almost as close, right? I mean, just take the plus 1.5 in all these games, it seems like. Everything goes to overtime. No such thing as an empty net goal anymore. So that's that for the NHL. Let's talk a little baseball. The Mets are back, baby. 10-1 win over the Cubs. Carlos Carrasco, ERA down to 6.75, and another dinger for Pete Alonso. I did take your advice there, Bri. I don't know why I did it. It's so much fun to root against Judge, although it's actually not fun because he's so damn good. But I bet both of them to win the home run title. One at plus 350, one at 300. So I'll just lose the Judge money, and that'll be that. Parley Kid, I hope you actually have money on Alonso, and that wasn't just a reverse jinx.
No, I do. I have it on him to win MVP, which, I mean, if he hits 50 home runs, and the Mets make the playoffs, that will look good. But I'm not really banking on that. But I'm banking on him to win. And so the reason why, Alonso always plays, and I said that from the start.
Right.
The guy's always in the lineup. How many of these guys in the Trout, Judge?
Right.
Judge last year, and but for the most part, a lot of these big sluggers miss time. Alonso is a guy that he's always present in the lineup.
I'll tell you what.
Good for him, especially he's got a contract coming up soon,
55 home runs, 55 wins for the Mets. That should get it done. I don't know. I don't see why. The Yankees lost to the Orioles. Yeah. I think this was the first time they lost a series since May 7th, right? Well, that's not that a big deal. Yeah. That's 2.5 weeks. So, but Boone got kicked out again?
Yeah, I guess he did. I could have sworn he had just said just a day or so ago how he's going to try not to get thrown out of any more games. And he got the boot today. I really honestly don't know why. I'm guessing it was balls and strikes or something like that. But
do you think this is the Costanza method? You remember Costanza, which he was an employee of the Yankees in Seinfeld, but his thing was always look angry, and then it looks like you're doing something. It looks like you're busy. It looks like you're valuable if you look angry. Could that be it? Remember, he would go around being mad, like, wow, all right, that guy looks busy.
I know exactly what you're saying with Costanza, right? Yes. Yeah, he would look busy. He'd be like, oh,
right.
His office gone. Yeah. I get that.
Always put out,
I think Boone, I think the fans, I kind of appreciate it because at least he's showing some emotion.
There you go. He's fooling you,
too. He's just not the robot that he, his moves are robotic. He, He doesn't really manage by the gut. Everything seems to be by whatever the book tells him to do.
Right.
But at least in this respect, I do like him. He protects his – one thing I have to say about Boone, he protects his players.
Yeah.
He does. Like, if he thinks, you know, the guy didn't like the call, he'll come out and he'll take the ejection for the guy, you know. So he does protect him. I respect him for that.
Sal, is there anything dumber, though, than a coach-umpire feud, though, in general? Like, the whole idea of it, right, is so dumb. Like,
what do you mean, just a specific –
Just so dumb, like two grown men throwing temper tantrums, especially when the umpire goes back after the coach.
Yeah, it's good.
Just keep your head down. Like, why does that happen?
They're not as many nose to nose. Yeah, now a lot of the arguing goes on across the field, right? From the behind the plate.
But
to the
thing
dugout.
Is, these guys have these umpires all the time. So they hate these. I mean, I can see the ones, obviously, there's certain umpires they hate, but you'd think there'd be some level of respect where they're just like, you know, can have a regular conversation about it. Guys.
Yeah.
How are you blowing these calls? I mean, I get it once in a while when you, but just
do
to
we
routinely
see
have
stats on
tantrums.
Some umpires who are overwhelmingly in favor or against certain teams, like we do with the Celtics. Like I was seeing, we saw another stat today where whatever crew chief today went for the in the basketball game, the Celtics were 2-9 in their last 11 with this guy. And the Heat were like 14-4. So, of course, it ended up not mattering. But I don't know. I feel like this goes against the Celtics. There must be a guy who's like 60/500 with the Celtics to make up for all this. Because they're a winning team, right? Or did I miss that? I'm not sure. But I don't know if they have that in baseball.
10-70 based on their records.
Right, exactly. All right. Brother Bri, jumping to NFL here. Jimmy G had foot surgery now. It was announced.
Ooh.
And I don't know. I mean, are you a little concerned about your Raiders here?
I mean, it's getting ridiculous with Jimmy G. I mean, I guess they must have known about that, right, though? But
sure.
The guy just, in general, right, that's the one concern, just can't stay healthy. We talked about it the other day. Brady should just not have ownership. He should have a fake ownership for this team for the next 9 months.
Right.
And just play for this team. I mean, the problem is for the Raiders, though, too. It's like, and the most embarrassing thing, right, is Hoyer's the backup. That's such a like a Patriots joke, right? Uh-huh. I mean, it's just it's getting ridiculous with these guys. Maybe O'Connell from Purdue, maybe he becomes a little something,
right?
But yeah, I just you can't be happy right now. No, I mean I had no idea that was even a thing that he needed foot surgery.
Well, I'm most worried about you're the 30-1 Jimmy G to have the most passing yards this year. That ticket you're holding on to. So I don't know. I mean, who knows if that even has a shot anymore? But what a dream that would be if Brady took over the reins, right? That would be football. Now, Harry, you don't like that?
No, I do like that. What if it's Aiden O'Connell, Brian? Really? Maybe Matt Painter can give him some words of wisdom. I don't know.
There are some. I was listening to Damashek on -3, and just I knew it to be true. But when you go over those NFC South quarterbacks, it is so brutal. It's so brutal. A guy like Desmond Ritter is in there, and I think they're at like 7.5. The Falcons, seven and a half wins. Like, do we even know if he's average?
Did Ritter even have a game last year that was even worthy of?
No, but then, so what is it? So that's Baker Mayfield, right? For Tampa.
And Tampa.
I mean, Carr is the best in the division. I mean, you can go with the kid, Bryce Young, but we haven't seen the damn thing with him yet. So it's all going to be very, very interesting. All right, let's take a quick break. And these guys have Shark Tank picks. Not a lot going on aside from the basketball and hockey, but got some surprises here. Kids, start us off Sharp Tank. I think I took your pick last week, right? You won two weeks ago. Yes.
Yeah, a couple winners in a row here, Sal, Sharp Tank wise. I think last week, man, I think I went with the Golden Knights.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come back with them here in game five, coming back home after losing, with a chance to sweep the Stars. But, you know, still getting them at -135 for a team that, this year, they weren't really great at home. In the playoffs, they have been much better at home.
Mm-hmm.
I've said from the start of this series, I just think they're the slightly more well-rounded team. Maybe the best in the NHL, and they're one game away. here from advancing. I don't think they want to play. I think they want to get this done with. The Panthers are going to have a lot of advantages on them without a win here, right? So if they force another game, boy, oh boy, the Panthers are going to have a lot of time to rest and get healthy. So I think Vegas is going to want to wrap this one up at home. Minus 135 is a very fair line here for what I think is the better team. So let's go with the Vegas Knights, Al. And I'm on the Vegas Knights anyway. I think Knights-Panthers is a great Stanley Cup final.
I think it's not, but no. I'm a casual fan who doesn't recognize a lot of players. The one thing I'll say is the whole rest of the way, you're not going to see a minus 150 or above. I'm sorry, Harry. I know that's your sweet spot, but I do think these are that you can find value in these games. And you're looking, Parley Kid, at a home team who's done well and doesn't really blow two in a row if I'm looking at it now. So, all right, I'll keep that in mind. Brother Brian, the lacrosse. College Lacrosse Championship this weekend.
Yep, championship weekend, right? So you get the two games on Saturday, one on Monday. But I like Duke to win it, plus 140. They have Penn State in their early game. I just don't think a Big Ten school is going to come through here. Duke has an advantage there, face-off, better offensive weapons. Long Island, Brennan O'Neill is probably the best player in the country.
Oh, I knew so it. I knew that was a reason. Okay.
He was Bayshore St. Anthony's kid. Bayshore first on St. Anthony's. But... the funny thing about lacrosse, and I don't really know why this is the case. You know, you never play two games in over three days, right? Except for this championship period, right? There's always rest, almost like right like football. So it's for whatever reason, it's a huge advantage if you win that first game.
Yeah,
I forget how many years in a row or how well it's done exceptionally well over the last like 10 years that the team that's played first has won. Were kind of dominated that Monday championship, though. Yeah. So I do think Notre Dame, they could be the best team in the country, but they struggle with Virginia twice this year. They play each other again. I think maybe Virginia wins that game. And then Duke had success beating Virginia twice. So I think I like Duke to win a close final on Monday.
Now, Duke
plus 140.
They cleared up all those nasty allegations, right? That team, this team is not, this Duke lacrosse team is not.
I think so.
Okay, they're okay.
Well,
that's one of my favorite, by the way, it was one of my favorite Corolla jokes. He said his porn name would be Duke lacrosse. It's like, I'd go as Duke lacrosse.
Sal, you know who plays?
Spain. Yeah,
go ahead. You know who's on Duke's team, Sal? You remember the wrestler Wayne Wilson from Sachem, right?
Yeah. What?
His son plays. Okay. His son plays for Duke. Yeah, his son.
Right.
Out of Shawn Wading River plays for Duke.
167.
Yeah, around there.
All right,
yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
all right.
Yep.
Wow. Nice. Okay.
I think most of that Duke team. It's very Long Island.
Maybe Parley Kid, you might have talked me off your Vegas pick. Now I may have to go a different sharp deck. Let's hear what Harry has to say.
I'm going to take the Heat to win the series. I mean, Butler steps it up. The bench has to step it up. And no way Miami's losing four straight, right? Is that possible?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Of course it is.
Man. Let's go with the Heat. What? Darren's going to hit this
Harry,
one.
You look like you live overseas and have never seen a basketball series. Joel, is there any way? No way they lose four in a row, right?
I'll tell you this, they lose four in a row, it would be unbelievable, Harry.
You might be right. All right, but Harry, some people would say, look, they're winning this series only if they win game six. I don't necessarily agree with that.
I don't believe that.
I think the Celtics are happy. They will. Oh my God, we won a home game. Say it ain't so.
If Miami lost game six,
and depends how they lose. Depends how they lose, right?
Right. It does, but game seven, everyone will say that, and then Miami could still win. They could still win and blow everyone's mind.
Yeah. Yep, it's true. I don't know. Simmons brought up a good point. Like, all right, he gave his eulogy to the Celtics, so I'm going to give him a lot of crap if they come back and win. But he also said, look, with the variance with the three-pointers, coming back from 3-0 is not the same as it was years ago. It's easier, just right? A team could get hot from three, and there's so many damn threes put up, but I'm going to use that against them. I'm like, well, even if they shine yesterday, last game, this game, game six, they could go cold from three, and it doesn't matter if they're home and if he flew out, especially for the game, right? So, all right, I like... I like -140, but I think I have too much on that. Let's go Duke lacrosse. I didn't know about this Wayne Wilson stuff. I'm going Duke lacrosse to win the championship.
Nice, +140.
All right. I'm on top of that. Also, I'm proud of myself here. I put together a parlay. Bri, you'll like this. So
Let's hear it.
Jimmy Butler, 6 or more rebounds. He had 8. Obviously, that was adjusted. What was my other thing? What was my other thing? Crap. I want to lead up to the bad thing. Jimmy Butler. Oh, Manchester United plus a half a goal. They won like 4-0. Michael Block to not make the cut. Did you see what he did today?
Yeah.
Harry, plus 11. Plus 11, 120th place. Yeah, dead last. Dead last. So
could you?
That's it. So
they should have had a bet with odds that he came in last today.
Yeah, they should have. Because to not make the cut was -340. And then I put them together with those other two and it brought it down a little bit.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
To not make the cut.
I go against everybody loves him. Although it seems like people are turning on him because he said, I don't even know what he said. He said if he had Rory's length, I'm guessing he means the shot, he would be one of the best players in the world. I don't know. Now people hate him because he said that. So anyway, I might win a bet is what I'm telling you people here.
Well, now you were worried he was going to be busy for lessons. Now you guys have to go an 11 over.
Exactly.
He falls into obscurity in 2 weeks. You guys can get lessons.
He could probably charge like
cup on you though, Sal.
You could probably charge like $10 more than he did 3 weeks ago. Right. So
no tin cup on you, Sal.
No. What does that mean? I don't know.
He has a terrible round, and then the next day he comes back and lights it up.
Well, believe me, I was doing the math on it. I mean, he'll have to go like -7.
Well, I think he was 4 worse than the next guy, right?
Yeah.
I think 7 over was the next worst.
Yeah. That was bad news. Maybe he'll pay us for lessons. I don't know. Who knows how it works out? a couple more things. Oh, Tina Turner. She's gone. Ah, she was so good. So damn good. Harry, favorite Tina Turner song?
The best.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. What was it?
The best.
Yeah, tell me what it was.
The best.
What's the matter with this guy? Just answer the question. Sorry, but little who's on first there. I'm sorry. Yeah. The best.
He didn't get it.
Babyface, you knew what I was doing there, right?
Baby fest. Can't speak now.
Oh, God. I want to go to baby fest.
108 degrees out here.
There should be one.
Babyface, I could have kept that going probably another 40 minutes, I think. I don't know why I bailed on that.
Took me time.
Breakfast is about to start, Harry, though.
All right.
No, I'm with Harry. They would play that when Mario Lemieux scored when he retired. That was like his song. I mean, you still get bumped up.
It's a terrific, yes, it's a terrific inspirational song. It's basically We Will Rock You. Yeah. All right. That wouldn't be mine. Paula Kidd?
Well, I knew Harry wasn't going to pick We Don't Need Another Hero.
Wait a minute.
I knew he wouldn't pick that one.
Should Subway do that? Should we need another hero?
Why would I need another one, Darren, when I've got you?
He's talking again. I think he missed the point.
Yeah.
Come on, Harry, with the
lettuce and the tomatoes. Those kind of heroes, Harry. Anyway. All right, but that's nice. That was nice of him to say. Yeah.
Yeah. What a performer. I don't know. I guess I'd be partial to Better Be Good to Me.
That's mine.
It's pretty.
I love it.
That's yours too.
That's what I was going to say. Look, I don't think that. Yeah, she, I had a long ride home yesterday. I was coming home from, Prank Panel. Check it out, by the way. Really fun. I went to the premiere party, but it's excellent with Johnny Knoxville and play pranks on people. People set up pranks that they want to play on their friends that they want to do. And that because there's a lot of money involved, they're able to do it and they pull it off. And I'm in an episode in a few weeks, but anyway, that's not why it's great, but check it out. But I was driving home from the party. I decided to listen to all Tina Turner. Yeah. Better Be Good to Me. And obviously that hits home with her with that, that scoundrel Ike Turner. Right.
Yeah.
And just like that, be good to me. Is it so hard that you can't be good to me? It's so good. And it really hits home. I don't think she'll ever be more enthusiastic and bring it more than Proud Mary. But that's not really her song either. Bri, what would you say?
Well, you guys are old, so it's right, hard. It's harder for me. Oh, although I did like Tina Turner too, some of her songs. Yeah, I think Parley Kids. I think we don't need another hero.
It's a good one. I don't. It reminds me a little of that stupid movie though. Yes. It's the only thing.
Well, that's the thing. It's a little bit too much like the movie. I think the video. I went back and watched the video, and I'm like, she's dressed in her outfit from Mad Max. But I did, the main part of that song is great. I mean, you know.
Legend. Is he your favorite Turner, Bry? Do you go Trey or Justin or Ted?
Ike.
Ike. No, we got to rule him out. Thank God she survived him. Babyface, is there a Turner that I'm missing? A famous Turner? It's got to be Tina.
Turner and Hooch.
That's a good one. All right, check in with me when Ted Turner dies. Otherwise, I think I'm going to go Tina.
Harry. Harry loved Ted Turner at one time, didn't he?
How old is he now?
He's up there. Kathleen Turner's a good one. I don't know. Let's give it to Tina for now, for sure. One more thing, Succession. I'm sticking with my pick. Shiv takes over. I know it's not going to be a surprise because now we know she's in cahoots with the guy. I forget his name. What's his name, Bry? What the
Madsen?
Hell? Yeah, Madsen. So, and so I think she gets the CEO and the American CEO and she takes over. Eddie Spaghetti made a good case for Kendall. He asserted his dominance, right, of the Culkin kid. And, you know, you screwed up. I'm more like that. That would make sense, too. Am I missing anything? Harry, you don't watch. Bry, what do you think?
Well, look, I think the problem right now is leaning too much towards Shiv. So I don't know if that were... I don't know.
Yeah, but you know how these finales are. They're always disappointing. So
a little bit straightforward. Like,
that's what we thought. Yeah.
Does it all get back to her name, Shiv, right? She like stabs her siblings.
Maybe she actually does
in
that.
The back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't call me Shiv for nothing. Yeah. I think the last time we went over this,
I switched over to Shiv. But yeah, I would stay with that.
Though. All right. Does she say F off at the end? Is that the last? Are those the last two words uttered in honor of her deceased father? I wonder. Parley Kid, you going Shiv?
You definitely think it's going to. Could it be more open ended where there's really I think I'd just lean with that. Like I don't know, I think they might just leave it open. I don't know.
Who said Greg? Did you say Greg Babyface?
I think Baby. Yeah, well, didn't he?
Someone said Greg. Someone said he takes over. And that's the funniest or something. Or did you say it, Michael? Michael, did you say it? Who do you think, Michael? Is Michael there? Maybe he's not even there.
Meatballs told me he thinks it's going to end in a diner with them eating onion
rings. Wow, that could be it. Yeah. Maybe it's Michael Block who wins at the end. Who the hell knows?
Yeah. Joel will find this funny. I was listening to the Yankee game on the way home earlier, and Susan Waldman was saying she only listens to Joel's favorite Susan Waldman. She only listens to one podcast ever, and it's a Succession recap.
It's not this one?
Oh, wow.
I was hoping it was this one.
Not ours.
It's funny you say that because I keep thinking this season that's going to happen. We're going to have a Susan Waldman moment with Tom Brady, and it's going to, Tom is in the booth. He's coming down. He is selling his stake in the team. I feel like that's what's going to happen.
Should we have her on? Pauly Kid, if you say yes, we'll get her on. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she won't come on. Yeah, we may have to just. She may not even know where to find us. She only does
gotta be honest.
No good? All right. All right. We don't need another hero, you're saying. I get it. We're done.
Bring on Fran Healy or somebody like that. Okay. I'd take that.
All right.
Not
a guy with a woman.
She's not the best, Darren. She's not the best.
The best, Harry. That's what we're asking for. The best. All right. That's going to do it. Harry is in. Harry, what are your plans? You have another Bruce show?
Bruce show on Saturday. It's almost 6 a.m. here and light out now. I don't know if I can go back to sleep, so I might be up.
Okay.
Might be up for the day.
And what about, it didn't seem like Angie was at the concert with you, was she?
She's going to go Saturday night. Now she's got two blisters on
her
feet. So I don't even know like if she can handle it because I stood for 3 hours in this place and had a walk. I'm My feet are killing me, and she's got blisters, so I don't know if she's going to last.
Blisters. Come on, Harry.
Oh, my gosh.
Jumbo's on her feet.
Oh, that's sexy. All right. Well, I wonder. Yes, I hope she's better. But, those blisters, they all need passports, so they each need it. So I'm not sure. I hope she doesn't forget it.
Harry and Angie must just both have terrible shoes. Shoes.
Are you walking bare? Are you doing marathons barefoot or something? What are you doing? Mike wasn't working. He did. He did say Greg. That would be the funniest, but I think people would also get pissed off. I'm not sure if they made Greg.
Yeah, because it's not a comedy.
Yeah, right. So, although that would lend itself to the best spinoff, right? If he was in charge,
that would be where he takes over.
And then it would be a comedy. Then you just put it on CBS. I don't know.
Unless he was just playing everybody the whole time. And he's, you know.
Who am I kidding? Well, no spinoff. The writers are never ever coming back.
I will say, what would be your ideal ending, though? Like, what would your ideal ending be? Madsen gets the company and then just like reject Shiv? Like, and it's like, and then.
That would be interesting. Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think it takes more of a turn than we've seen. I don't know. Someone also said, Babyface, did you see like the board just votes against it? Like the board takes it over or something?
Well, it would be funny. Like if it's just everyone's like focusing on these three and then at the end, like the father said, none of you are serious people. And they all, you know, get voted out, and it just ends with them and Bora Bora, counting their money, and now none of them.
Kind of lends to Michael's theory, where Michael is saying that Greg's grandfather, who I guess is on the board, maybe sticks it to everybody and gives it to Greg.
Yeah.
Gives it to Greg.
All right.
Right?
There's a lot of people on this board.
Interesting.
A lot of people on this board. We got to figure
unless
out.
They interesting. Unless they find a new letter, right? From the father saying who he wants to
it
take
over. It reminds
me,
it really does remind me of the Sicoli, just the whole dynamic of the family.
Yeah.
And
I think that's what they try to get the model it
we
after.
Would,
yeah.
No, we would totally, we would let Darren take it over. It's okay.
That's the thing is, we'd all be like, no, you do it. No, it's all you. How about we just sell? Let's just sell.
This show would have ended after 30 minutes of the first episode because we just sold the whole company.
A lot of cousin Gregs, right? In the family. Right. Yeah, so that's all right, well, listen, I really hope Susan Waldman was listening to the last 10 minutes here because it was a riveting breakdown of Succession. Harry, thank you for hanging in there. I know you don't even watch. That's going to do it for another episode of Against All Odds. For Babyface Joel Solomon, Mikey Meatballs, and the Degenerate Trifecta, I'm Sal saying so long and happy handicapping. Na, 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 na.